countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
If you're around the Spanish Arch in Galway City this lunchtime, you may spot women on soapboxes having their say. They're part of a global project called Soapbox Science. Alison Bistleen East, who is completing a PhD in ecology at NUI Galway, explained to me what Soapbox Science is all about.
So Soapbox Science is an event. It was actually founded in the UK in London in 2011 and has since spread throughout the world. The main goal of the event is to raise the visibility and awareness of women in science and their contributions and research. So we're doing this both sort of figuratively and literally by raising people up and standing on soapboxes.
It sounds great going back to basics in this technological age. Your talk is called Slimy But Satisfying, Enhancing Farming Using Insects. So what is your research about?
First of all, I would just say anybody who has ever tried to grow anything in Ireland, whether they're farmers or just growing plants out the back garden, has encountered issues with slugs eating whatever you're trying to grow. I have experienced this loads of times. You put out some seeds or you put out some flowers and they're just decimated. What I am trying to do is control these slug populations and the damage that they cause in agriculture, specifically in tillage farming, so fruit, veg, your barley. Traditionally, these slugs are controlled using chemical slug pellets. I'm sure most farmers are aware of these things. They use methiocarbs or methaldehydes are the sort of chemical compounds. But in recent years, we're actually finding that they are really, really awful on the surrounding environment, much more so than we ever expected. So the European Commission is actually trying to curb their usage. And as such, we're trying to look for sort of greener, sustainable alternatives. And my research is actually looking at controlling slug populations using a fly that's native to Ireland. So flies killing slugs on farms.
Okay, so a little bit of cannibalism in the insect world going on here. You're particularly interested in the maggot of a fly called, what? Pronounce it for me because I won't do it justice.
That's all right. The species that I work with is called Tetanocera elata. Unfortunately, there's no common name, so it's a mouthful every time.
And why do you like this particular species of fly?
Well, this is the only species that we know of that the maggots will actually parasitize and eat slugs on land. A lot of similar flies feed on snails just in the ecosystem, like semi-aquatic snails in wetlands.
Do you see this actually becoming, you know, something commercial down the road, Alison?
I think that it has the potential to be implemented maybe as part of a strategy with several other changes and incorporated factors. A lot of biological control, which is what this type of work is, a lot of it isn't a sort of silver bullet. It's never going to solve all of your problems. But if it can be used quite effectively in integrated management schemes, so in combination with crop rotations and companion planting and increasing things like beetle banks and natural enemy populations. But yeah, I think it definitely has that potential down the road.
Okay, that was Alison Bistleen East, and soapboxscience.org has details of the events in Galway this lunchtime, and it's in Dublin tomorrow, and it's in Cork next week. A few people just pointing out that Eddie Rockets have are selling the Beyond Burger as well, so thanks to our listeners for that. Lots of reaction to the Mercosur deal as well, and it's something that we will be coming back to on the programme over the coming weeks, no doubt about that. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Today's programme is produced by Eileen Herron. Brian Moss was our broadcast coordinator, and Sheila Neville was on sound. Coming up after the 9 o'clock news and Radio 1 playback with Ronan Kelly. We'll talk to you at the same time next week. Bye bye, and thanks for listening.